Adel Kozulski, good morning.
Good morning.
Should she be buying furniture or not?
it's a heavy question. I would ponder it a lot, actually.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Or just, you know, disposables or something.
Exactly.
All right. So you came across a very, very strange story. Tell me about it.
So it's not a new story. It's an old story. For the past 10 to 15 years, we've had a group of individuals in our in communities around the world, individuals who we label as handicapped, mentally retarded, having an inability to connect to the outside world as we know it and what we deem as normal.
Right.
Autistic kids that just can't express themselves. And a couple of, like, I think about 15, 20 years ago, I stand to be corrected in the time frame, there were studies being done at various universities, and they found that if they can assist these kids even to sit up straight and hold their very inadequate hands and put a keyboard in front of them, then the kid actually gets to communicate. And this actually brought out a study called facilitated communication. Now, initially, it was done merely just for the child to communicate to those around them about their care, about their wishes, about their dreams, who they are, et cetera, because they have an inability to articulate and speak. But what happened in the course of this facilitated communication is that there's been certain individuals, particularly in the Jewish world, that have been communicating. And I'm putting in inverted commas prophecy, telling the general public things that we don't ordinarily see, and talking about the fact that we are in the messianic times, excuse me, that we are about to greet the Messiah, that we are heading for dangerous times, and there's been books, articles about what they have to say.
Right.
So. What fascinated me is that there was a tremendous push of information that they gave us a couple of years ago, and then it kind of like lulled down, and suddenly again it's rearing its head, particularly from one FC
individual called
Daniel.
A red alert is currently sounding in Israel.
Sorry, 1 second. This is in Kerem Shalom, Kerem Shalom, zone 237, a rocket alert in that area.
As you were saying, so this Daniel has just come up and is actually saying that we're heading for difficult times. How crazily ironic that we're sitting there and trying to, you know, have fun radio, and you're disturbing it with.
Yeah, you can blame Hamas. I'm not disturbing it. They are. They started it. So it's a strange concept. Is there recognition within Jewish philosophy around somebody who might be autistic, or somebody might be conventionally not as functional as we would hope or want? Is there a connection between some form of prophecy and some form of wisdom?
Absolutely. And in fact, we are told in Judaism that these people happen to be far more spiritual than us, insofar as because their physical faculties have not, in a sense, if we could use it, I like to use the shutter door example. You know, when one closes a shop, you know, in the olden days, what did you used to do? You used to close the doors and then you used to bring down the shutter.
Those shutters,
bam.
Yeah.
There was a separation between you and the shop. And to understand that what Judaism is saying is that these people, when they are born, those shutter doors don't come down, because we live a very spiritual life in the womb, and then the shutter door comes down. We come out exceedingly physical, and the purpose of life is to try to connect back again to the spiritual. These people, because of what we call their incapacities, their inability to function and things, have not had the shutter doors come down, so they have an eye to see the spiritual world around us that we don't.
That we just don't.
And
have.
There's a story of a Hasidic Rebbe, I'm not sure which one, who would only insist to daven in a minyan of these people, because he says the spirituality, the intensity of the prayer there was far greater than governing with an ordinary, you know, second.
So I guess the question that I have to ask is, how seriously do we take these things?
I think one other thing before you ask this question, and I'll reply to it. It says in the Torah that at the end of days, prophecy will be given to, and the translation is imbeciles, people that are not a thing. So, you know, would I go and run my everyday life? No, but the fact that they have come out and they have said things and things have come true, I think that we certainly cannot sweep it under the carpet and ignore it, that they are saying that there are difficult times ahead of us, certainly as functional human beings. You know, we can see it just by looking at the news headlines every single day, and that the way that we are going to ride this wave is for us to become far more spiritually in tune, as opposed to like trying to see how we can fix the things up just physically.
Absolutely. Fascinating, fascinating indeed. Adel Kozelski joining us in studio to discuss the concept, are we living in prophetic times? And considering what is going on in Israel overnight and this morning, a good time to talk about that.